USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The European Union is set to reopen its doors ahead of the summer tourist season. The 27 member states approved a plan on Wednesday that would reopen the bloc to travelers that have been fully vaccinated against COVID and to tourists from an approved list of countries that are considered safe. The policy is expected to be formalized by next week, with some countries able to open up immediately depending on their preparations. The move was seen as vital to the economies of popular tourist areas like Greece, hit hard by travel lockdowns. And the House has passed a bill to create a 9/11-style commission to investigate the deadly riots at the Capitol in January. The panel would be tasked with making recommendations for the Capitol's security and preventing another similar event. The bill is expected to meet strong resistance in the Senate, where Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday that he's against the measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
During a Wednesday phone call, President Biden called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to de-escalate military operations against Hamas as progressive members of his party are pushing him to publicly call for a ceasefire. But some Democrats are expressing their support for Israel. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that he wants to see the fighting stop, but the Maryland Democrat tells CNN that Hamas needs to stop firing rockets into Israel.
Clearly we want the fighting to stop. Clearly we want innocent civilians to be safe. But the fact of the matter is, Hamas does not respond to requests, and they initiated rockets. They've been doing rockets on a regular basis, and it would be irrational not to think that the Israelis are not going to respond to protect themselves and their people. However, the president wants, and I think he's talked to Netanyahu, wants the fighting to come to a close and try to see if we can negotiate. But frankly, the terrorists are very difficult to negotiate with.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Three Republican House members are facing fines after defying the body's mask requirements. Tim Berg has more.
Three Republican lawmakers face a $500 fine for skirting mask rules on the floor of the House of Representatives. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast saying he's following the recent guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Mast telling Fox News he believes this is just another power grab by the Democrats.
I went onto the floor of the House of Representatives. I had to speak, and as I was sitting there, a member of the House Sergeant at Arms staff approached me, asked me if I was going to put on my mask. I said no. They said, okay, you will be fine for that. The only thing that Speaker Pelosi is protecting right now is control, is tyrannical control, because if you've been vaccinated, there's no reason for you to have to wear a mask.
And President Biden is under fire for planning to lift sanctions on a Russian pipeline. Lance Pry reports.
The Biden administration is looking to waive sanctions on the corporate entity and CEO Matthias Warnick, overseeing the construction of Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline into Germany, according to two unnamed sources that were briefed on the decision. Warnick and President Vladimir Putin are longtime friends, as Warnick is a former East German intelligence officer. The State Department's report heads for Congress Wednesday and will call for four companies and four ships that are supporting the pipeline construction to be put on the sanctions list. However, the State Department report is said to have waived the applications of those sanctions, citing U.S. national interests.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.